Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What are the understandings of the different prophecies in the Bible? And how do they relate as to what is going on today in the world? You see chaos everywhere, chaos in government, chaos in financing, chaos in religion, wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, starvation, earthquakes, all of these things just as Jesus said they would happen in Matthew 24. And one of the main reasons for it is because lawlessness shall be multiplied. And lawless becomes multiplied because those who claim that they represent God have gone astray. And yea, as we will see, have even rejected him. Now, we have covered some of the quotes out of the book, Christianity Without God, by Lloyd Gearing. And also, you need to understand Judaism. Is it a revelation of God or a religion of men? Because you cannot understand the Old or the New Testament unless you have this book. So you can see that in the eyes of the Jews, there are two laws of Moses. One that God gave, which is in the Bible. The other one is their own version of their traditions, which they have wholly supplanted the word and commandments of God, while they have a form of it. Instead of God being supreme, the rabbi is supreme. God must follow what the rabbi says because he is so wise and intelligent, and hence they reject God. Christians reject God. You don't understand how bad that it has become. People hear the title Christianity Without God and they think, oh, how can that be? Well, it's all blending in, as we have seen, into the coming one world religion because they're creating a huge and large tent to include everyone. But how did we get to this place? How has this come about? Do you attend a Sunday church? Why do you go to church on Sunday when the Bible says, and even your pastor knows, if you ask him, that Sunday is not the day that God commanded? And by the way, we're not Seventh-day Adventist either. We're scripturalist. We go by what the scriptures say. And that's why we have the Christian Biblical Church of God and Church at Home. Because it's very difficult to go to a Sunday-keeping church where they sort of tippy-toe through the scriptures and pluck out the few things that they like, and then do not tell anybody about God the way that God wants. Let me ask you a question here. How can those who reject God, reject his laws and his commandments and his truth, substitute another Jesus, have a different gospel, how can they represent the God of the Bible, the Old and New Testament? They cannot. That's why Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith in the earth? The answer is very little. And why is that? Because of the pastors, because of those who claim to be Christian teachers. And we're now beginning to find out that, yes, things have deteriorated so badly and have degenerated into a cesspool of sin within the ranks of those who are supposed to be the teachers. Now, I'm going to read to you some absolutely unbelievable quotes. But let me tell you how lawlessness comes about. It starts first in the pulpit, then in the government, and then in the lives of people. And once you define deviancy and lawlessness downward, so that you accept sin, you accept all of the things that God commands you not to do, then we see the way that the world is today. Now here in Isaiah 5, verse 18 says, "Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin with cart ropes." They talk about God, but they don't know the true God. They want to know what God is doing, but they don't want to obey Him. And they're never going to find out. They are never going to understand, because God says, "The wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the righteous shall understand." That's why we have church at home. Because the churches that are called Christian today, you go to them and they are hollow, they are void of truth. Every evil that you find in society resides right within the congregation of those churches. Maybe not necessarily to the same degree. Maybe there are some people there who are nice and well-intended. There are a lot of them. But are they being given the truth of God? Are they being told that you must keep the commandments of God? Or do they stand in the pulpit and say, "The law has been done away"? And as I've said many times, if you go to a church where they say the laws of God have been done away or abolished, you better run from that church as fast as you can and get out of there, regardless of how nice the people may appear. Because if they don't preach the truth, there is no light in them. You need to think about that. Because we're living in days that are going to be absolutely desperate, and in fact already are. Here's what the religionists say. Verse 19, who say, "Let him," that is God, "hurry and hasten his work so that we may see it." They don't want to see the work of God, because the way God is going to deal with them is not in kindness and love. That if they blaspheme God, blaspheme Christ, don't believe in God, commit sex sins, pedophiles, do you think God is going to honor them with anything but His correction? Let me ask you another question. Do you think that any man, anywhere, at any time, defies God and is blessed by God? Think on that. No way. So anyone who says the law has been done away, I don't care how nice he is, I don't care how well-intended he is, I don't care his pedigree, there's no truth in him, and God is going to deal with him. God isn't going to let the purpose of his plan be known to those who reject him. Now, I'm going to show you how bad it is in Holland, as well as in America, that there are pastors who absolutely reject God and don't believe in God. You need to think on that. But here's what they say. "Let the purpose of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come so that we may know." God is going to blind those who are like this. God says to them, hold your place here because we're going to come back. Come over here to Psalm 50. Here's what God says to the wicked. And God's hand of correction is coming. God's hand of correction is actively working right now. With the upset weather, with all the floods, with the tornadoes, with the hurricanes, with the droughts, with the famines, with the fires, how much more can you take? With the collapsing of the economic system in the world, why? Well, the Bible has prophesied all of it. And it's because of the wicked. The wicked in the churches, the wicked in government, and the wicked in the world. Verse 16, Psalm 50. Here's what God says to the wicked. But to the wicked God says, what right have you to declare my statutes and to take my covenant in your mouth? God says, why do you even read my word? Why do you come here as a hypocritical, sanctimonious pretender and think that your sweetness and righteousness is acceptable to me? It's not. Notice, verse 17, yea, you hate to be taught, and you cast my words behind you. That's why the so-called Christian church in the world is coming apart. Now back to Isaiah, the 5th chapter, verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to those who are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink. You can take that literally. In drunkenness, in drugs, spiritually, in Satanism and demonism being taught from the pulpit, in false religion, and this whole occult religion that's coming in the world is also going to include atheists, because atheism is a religion. Verse 24, therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame burns up the chaff, their roots shall be like rottenness and their blossoms shall go up like dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Is that your minister? Is that your priest? Is that the church you go to? Let me read to you some of these things. And this is from a BBC report. Pastors who don't believe in God. Some church leaders in the Netherlands want to transform their small nation into a laboratory for rethinking Christianity, experimenting with radical new ways of understanding faith. And doesn't that fit right in with what we have covered concerning radical reformation by Robert W. Funk and the Jesus Seminar? What does God say about those who proclaim themselves to be wise in their own eyes? They're fools. So there is a Reverend Klaus Hendricks, a minister of the main Protestant denomination in the Netherlands, and he says he doesn't believe in life after death, or even as God is a supernatural being. Can you believe that? That's something. Have you ever heard such words in your life? Is there no fear of God in their eyes and in their lives? What sort of demonic inspiration is so powerful that they could still be in the pulpit and appear good and pronounce these kind of words? Like God says, why do you take my compact or my words and cast them behind you? Is that not what they're doing? Yes, indeed. He said that he has no talent for believing historic and orthodox doctrines. One point correct. He is referring to the Catholic and Protestant doctrines, and no one should believe in those because, though they use certain words of the Bible, they are not teaching the truth of God. The whole thing of Catholicism is a total lie from top to bottom. Likewise, with Protestantism, it has so been subverted that there is no truth in it, and it is a lie. Maybe not as the same magnitude as Catholicism, but it is. Here is what he says concerning the account of Jesus' life. He describes the Bible's account of Jesus' life as a mythological story about a man who may never have existed, even if a valuable source of wisdom and how to lead a good life. Have you ever heard such a blasphemous statement? You know, the Bible does teach that there is a lake of fire that burns with brimstone awaiting the wicked, and that that day is going to come. Klaus Hendrik is an unbeliever, but in the largest Dutch denomination, he is considered a minister in good standing. Can you believe that? Is not the world upside down? Have they not called evil good and good evil, and bitter sweet and sweet bitter? In fact, they say that one out of every six Protestant ministers in Holland or the Netherlands is either agnostic or atheist. How can they teach people the way of God? Well, look at what they have in Holland. Open drugs, open sex, perversion. Look at what they have in Belgium. They haven't had a government there for over 2.5 years. Now, the Bible says you'll know them by their fruits. See, because if you want the love of God and the faith of God and the truth of God, you can only get it God's way. If you want to understand the Bible, God says you have to keep His commandments. A good understanding have those who keep His commandments. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You're not going to learn it in churches and pulpits like this. For all of those of you in the Netherlands who don't like this, you better sit up and listen and start changing your lives. Same way in America, because it's coming fast and furious in America too. Just like we have shown, with the world's religion, it is going to be unity through diversity. You can believe anything but the literal belief in the Word of God. And my, aren't we nice? We'll accept perverts, homosexuals, atheists, just as long as we all get along. So here's what the report says. In other words, the church has embraced a straightforward form of atheism within its own ranks and among its own ministers. Now, continuing, here is a woman preacher who openly rejects the divinity of Christ. She refers to the Son of God as a mere title. "I don't think He is a God or half God," she says. "I think," catch the words, "I think." Now, here's one thing you need to learn. When it comes to the Word of God, opinion is worth zip, nada, nothing. Because there's a way that seems right to a man and woman, and the end thereof are the ways of death. Every way of a man's thought in his own head seems right, even though it's totally contradictory to the Word of God. Now, we're going to see a little later how this has come about. That's why we have done the series, The Real Jesus in the Gospel of John. And you will see there clear back in the days of Jesus that the same seeds of disbelief and hatred were already there. "I don't think He was a God or half God. I think He was a man, but He was a special man because He was very good in living from out of love and from out of the Spirit of God He found within Him." Well, if you deny God, how can you say there's a Spirit of God? Do you see the insanity in it? Now, what does it say in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16, "God was manifested in the flesh." That's why the Bible says the Word of God is truth, the Word of God is right, the Word of God is good, the Word of God is spiritual. Now, if you want to understand the Word of God, please go read the 14 Rules for Bible Study. Please. We're living in desperate times, and we need to know what we need to do. We need to find out where God is, and you need God in your life. And you need to understand what's happening in the world. You don't need to be in confusion and chaos like the rest of the world. This is utterly just almost incomprehensible. In my 50 years of teaching and preaching, I have never heard anything this bad. And yet it is. And God's judgment is coming. And the return of Christ is coming. You go back to the series that we did on the coming of Christ. He's going to shake the heavens and shake the earth. And he's coming in power and in glory, and he's going to put an end to all this kind of nonsense that is in the world and establish the kingdom of God. Now, if you want a part in that, then you need to do what the Bible says so that you can be ready at the first resurrection. But that begins with repentance and baptism and commandment-keeping and loving God and living your life in the way that God desires you to do. And if you slip and fall and sin, then you need to repent and get up and keep going. But it's incredible what is happening in the world. Now, I'm going to have much more to say about this because this is laying the groundwork for the coming one world religion. By Satan wants to destroy by any means possible every shred of truth that's in the Bible. But God will not let him, because Jesus said, "The heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away." So whose side are you going to be on? Are you going to reject the confusion of the world and follow God the Father and Jesus Christ? Or are you going to go like a pig to the slaughter for all the things that are coming? So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying, until next time, so long, everyone.